You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment 24.
I have had such a wonderful time traveling with you all. It has been truly amazing following you on this quest, and I hope you reach the mist soon. I want to give you the rock. Princess, she passed out again. There's some of the herbs.
And I am reminded of the reason why you asked me to keep it out of sight. I shall take it with me when I go. I'm putting it away. Princess, how are you feeling?
Sitting up, breathing deeply.
What was that?
Matt and Evan came with us because they found that metal piece, and it glowed when they walked this way. I guess we could have used it to navigate, if not for the fact that every time it gets close to the princess...
Huh. Who's Evan? And what's that on the princess's back?
All you really need to know is that this violet-colored herb makes it stop hurting the princess. And if we can't get the plate off, she'll die.
The plate. Okay, it's magic, right? I'm gonna assume it's magic and hope for the best.
We'll miss you so much, Meta. Thanks for walking with us.
I will. I'll miss you too.
Good luck catching all those souls. And Meta?
Even if you're unable to find me, Ben, I will find you. I will see you later, friends.
Goodbye, Meta.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wait.
Ben's gonna hug her one last time. We may be here a while.
Let's look at the map and try and figure out a way around the Crisp River. Zora, which mountain do you remember? That's where we'll go.
Definitely that one, in the middle. So, Eddie, tell me about yourself. We should be friends.
Oh, Zora.
I'm ready now. Let's go.
It was a half day of walking before they reached the foothills. Ben spoke to a family living there and arranged for the group to sleep in the barn that night. Zora was curious about everything that was happening and was desperate to get to know Ben, Eddie, and the princess.
There wasn't really a lot of talking when I first met you. A lot of fighting, really. Quite a lot of fighting.
You shouldn't tell us these things. It's bad to know too much about the future.
Fighting?
Oh, yes. There are these huge robots attacking us, and...
Robots?
You know, made of metal, moving on their own.
The villain's creatures. He must know we're coming. Eddie?
What is it?
You're zoning out.
And then we saw this huge...
Can I sit with you for a moment?
Sure.
Looks like we've got some fighting ahead of us. What's over here?
Oh, I was just fiddling with some of the hay. I found these weird earrings, and they look like...
Like Zora's earrings. She said we gave them to her, right?
Yeah. I wonder whose barn this is.
I don't know, but they must have liked the cold. Brr, do you mind if I snuggle next to you?
No, I don't mind.
This is perfect. If only she knew how much I like her. If only there was time for things like dating out here.
If only there was time for things like dating out here, right?
What?
She nervously scratched her eyebrow and shifted a little closer to the princess. You know, if you meet someone you really like, it can be hard to talk to them alone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, we've barely talked in private this whole time. Not that I,
You're right. It would be kind of hard to tell if you and I really got along alone.
It would. Come on, Eddie, say something smart. This is your chance to look good.
I, like the stars tonight.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, they're very beautiful. Like, you're very beautiful, Eddie.
I am? I mean, what?
I don't really know how to say this. I've never worried that someone wouldn't like me, but I like you, Eddie. Please say something.
That's great. It's too soon to say that I've had a crush since first sight, right?
Not at all, because before we didn't have any time anymore, I wanted to tell you how I feel about you.
Before we didn't have any time?
Zora said that we have a lot of fighting coming up. As soon as we get up tomorrow, we're going into the mountains. And I think the villain is waiting for us, so...
Oh.
So I really, really like you.
But the quest comes first. Stopping the villain from attacking the kingdom comes first.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I hope you understand.
Yeah.
The princess leaned over and gently kissed Eddie on the cheek.
After we're done, okay?
Okay. Good night, princess.
Good night. I think I'm enjoying the experience of being out in the world on a quest. Good night.
So she likes me. But we don't have time to be together right now. That makes sense. And she's the princess. How much time could we possibly have together back in the kingdom? And we're about to get into some real battles, Zora says. What if the princess dies? What if I die? I guess it is better not to make any kind of commitment before potential death. And what if Ben dies? Or Zora? Well, I guess I can take the last one back. God, how late is it? I can see the stars.
Eddie scratched her eyebrow and eventually fell into a deep sleep, only to be awakened at sunrise. For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the princess, Zora, Ben, or Meta, please check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you.